Module 5, Physical Exercise. Moving your body is critical. Even if you only walk for 20 minutes a day, you will change your physiology. Deepak Chopra says it will keep you young. It will make everything better, from metabolism to mood to agility. Do not turn into the Tin Man. Find an exercise that you truly can enjoy. Commit to once or twice a week and build up to 2, 3, 4 times or more. Kickboxing, yoga, weightlifting, cycling, dancing, belly dancing, shocker dancing, hula hooping, boot camps, hiking, running, etc. There are so many ways to move your body and feel really, really good. Some of the benefits of exercise include relief from boredom, production of endorphins, decrease in stress, increase muscle mass, maintenance of bone density, heightened metabolism, relief of mild depression, increased caloric use, and weight loss. Oh yeah, and a lot of fun. Start small if that sounds like torture to you, but do commit. Put it on a calendar. I had a paper calendar that I used when I first started this 10 years ago, and I delighted in writing in the calendar, and then every time I actually did it, I would circle it in a certain color of highlighter. So it was almost like a piece of art. You want to set yourself up so that you really get into a good habit. Maybe get an exercise buddy. Be accountable to them and to you. Get a trainer if you can. Even if all you can afford at the time is 1 to 3 sessions, get going. Some gyms have free introductory sessions, so at least you'll know how to use the equipment and won't feel as intimidated. That was part of why I used a trainer. I was so intimidated by the men on the floor, you know, and I'm not anymore. It will help you feel more comfortable in the gym, which again can be intimidating. But if you're carrying the burden of many, many extra pounds, you may think you can't do this. Maybe not yet, but make a start. You can even just sit in a chair and move your foot up and down 5 times each. That's your exercise for today. Or maybe stand on one foot and lift your knee a few inches off the floor 3 times, then switch. Build up. If you haven't had the burden of 100 pounds or more, you have no idea what it's like to navigate that body in this world. You know, gravity really is not our friend. So build that muscle. And the muscle burns fat and it burns calories, but it makes you strong and confident. There's no reason to be trapped in a body that does not support a vibrant aliveness. But we have to start somewhere to change, and that's what I did. If you're already doing yoga 3 or 4 times a week, fabulous. Maybe add in, you know, something else just to spice it up, mix it up. That's what I did. I was so obese and out of shape that it was impossible to get a lung full of air. I'd crawl over to the furniture to pull myself up off the floor. In fact, I avoided getting down there at all costs so I wouldn't have to embarrass myself. I still drive the same car 10 years later, and I'm not sure what I was thinking when I bought this thing, but it has 2 tiny little like bucket seats. My butt never fit in the bucket back then at all. They were not designed for my size and shape. But it was really a cute car, and I wanted it. So I've posted before and after pictures of me driving that so that you can see what's possible. I could only do as much as I could do in the beginning, and it wasn't much, but I was to build an inner empire, one spiritual brick at a time. I just want to take a moment here and acknowledge that our culture is riddled with ageism and fat shaming, and at that size, I literally became invisible to myself and everyone else. I stopped looking at myself in the mirror or only from the neck up because I have a good jawline. So I think I looked, you know, 60 pounds lighter from the neck up, and my head seemed much easier to look at than the rest of me. I felt that people stopped being as kind to me or opening doors or saying hello. Was that because I was invisible because of the fat, or was it because I stopped seeing myself or stopped looking at them? Was that because I no longer had value in society because I was fat? Or was it because I felt that way about myself, that I had no value, and I got back what I projected? I will never know for sure, but I can tell you that I have met beautiful, thick, that's their words, women who love themselves and own their power and their allure. They were not sticks. They were not double zeros. To me, they were heroes. They did not buy the crap about I'm worthless if I'm not blah, blah, blah. They knew the truth, and I somehow missed it growing up, that they were beautiful souls and that the shell was not the thing that dictated their happiness, that they were powerful and lovable and worthy in any shape or size. True heroes. That's the end of this module. You can go on to the assignment now, and I'll see you in the next module. You're doing such great work. Keep it up.